Welcome back. Tonight, we're with Justin Caleb Driggers, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. This is Red Barn Radio.
Thank you all.
That's Justin Caleb Driggers you're listening to. He's our guest this evening on Red Barn Radio. He's here tonight from...
I'm living in the Fayetteville area.
Okay, you moved back there?
Moved back there. Yep, just a couple months ago. Arkansas is a special place. We were homesick.
Yeah, you were. All right, well, welcome back to home, I guess. Yeah.
We got to where I put a record out. I made some good contacts, some things like that. Played enough throughout the years to the point where I kind of had a good touring schedule mapped out, something that I think would work for us. So kind of sat down and said, man, we can do this from home. We can go to Nashville and work. So that's what I do. Like every 4 or 5 weeks, I'm in Nashville, writing, recording, doing all that stuff. And then when I'm done, I just go back to Arkansas.
It's been a good long while since I've seen you around. We used to run into each other all the time on the town. Now I'm gone, I don't recognize a soul. Oh, what I'd give to go somewhere, see someone I know. 'Cause I got the homesick blues. And I care, I can get you at my head no matter what I do. Just when I think everything will get better and I'll make it through, I start missing you. I got the homesick blues. I got the homesick blues. And I'm dreaming driving my truck in the hills with a hand on you and a hand on the wheel. But then I wake on up and realize I'm in Tennessee, and everything I love is right back where I used to be. Oh, I got the homesick blues. And I care, I get you out of my head no matter what I do. Just when I think everything will get better and I'll make it through, I start missing you. I got the homesick, take me to the place I love the most. It's not too far, I'll close my eyes, and soon I will be home. I'll be there in no time, take me to the place I love the most. It's not too far, I'll close my eyes, and soon I will be home. I got the homesick blues. And I can't get you out of my head no matter what I do. Oh, just when I think everything will get better and I'll make it through, oh Lord, I start missing you. I got the homesick blues. I got the homesick blues. Oh, I got the homesick blues. No matter what I do,
thank you. we butted heads like any other father-son would because of my defiance. You hit about from the ages of 15 to 17, and you're just kind of a butthead, you know. And I was just a booger through those years. So, of course, everything your parents tell you is wrong and everything your teachers tell you are wrong. My dad was always the one who, anytime he felt that he was in the wrong, I don't remember a single time in my life that he hasn't come and said, "I'm sorry," in that moment.
Wow.
He would always apologize. He's a very humble man. He would always apologize whenever he felt like he did something that was wrong. Mostly it was not him, it was me. But if it ever was him, he recognized it. He's got a very good filter for that.
That's what made the impact on you, isn't it?
That taught me the power of vulnerability. And as a songwriter, you learn to use that really quick. People react different to a slower song about, like Whitney's song earlier, about somebody dying. The whole place was silent because they felt vulnerability. They felt that emotion from a very edgy topic that people don't always like to talk about.
My love for you is a loaded gun. Fear, desire, need it, dangerous. My love for you is a baby born. A rush of wind in the heat of a summer storm. Like a thief, you stole my rambling heart in broad daylight. Now we're standing at the altar before God tonight. Hold me near, never leave my side. Darling, will you be forever mine? My love for you is a rocking chair. Sweet but never going anywhere. My love for you is a bandit boy. On the run and filled with careless joy. And like a thief you stole my rambling heart in broad daylight. Now we're standing at the altar before God tonight. Hold me near, never leave my side. Darling, will you be forever mine? Stand by me, time after time. When old friends have left us far behind. And will you hold me near, take me by your side. Darling, will you be forever mine? Darling, will you be forever mine? Darling, will you be forever mine?
Thanks. Country music and rock and roll both have an extremely prevalent place because, especially like on the west side of Arkansas where I'm from, Oklahoma and Texas, that's our border states over there. So yeah. They're red dirt scenes that bleeds into Arkansas. They're Texas red dirt music. So Texas country, like Americana country, and really like Evanescence, that rock band, they're from Little Rock. Living Sacrifice, Norma Jean, all these big metal and hard rock bands and stuff. You wouldn't believe, like if you sit down and dive into it, you're like, my God, these Arkansas people, man, they're very musical.
I was wondering if there was bluegrass music there.
Yeah.
A lot of bluegrass music?
In the Ozarks, yeah, there's bands like Big Smith and Mountain Sprout and some other newer bands. I'm sure I'm missing a lot of it too, just because I haven't lived there for 5 years. But yeah, bluegrass in the Ozarks is a thing for sure.
Yeah, is it bluegrassy, old timey bluegrassy, or is it like sort of new age, new grass jam band, bluegrass type stuff?
I guess it depends where you are. If you're in Fayetteville, whenever you walk into the bars, because I mean, it's a college town, and it's in the mountains, and it's in the South, so naturally it's a lot of jammy kind of stuff are happening in there.
And And I want to be back on the road. And I want to feel those wheels a-turning. And I want to feel that reckless feeling that I felt out on the road. And I want to step out on the stage. And I want to turn that music up. And I want to feel that reckless feeling that I felt out on the road. Oh, on the road. Oh, I'm just not myself when I'm at home. My baby knows. She loves and understands my traveling soul. And I have the fondest memories of crazy nights out on the town. We'd stay up talking late on how we missed our lady back home. Road on the road, that lonesome highway is my second home. And my baby knows. She loves and understands my gypsy soul. And when I'm headed back to you, oh, what a joyful day we'll have. You'll greet me at the door and I will throw myself into your hands. Oh, on the road. Oh, I'm just not myself when I'm at home. My baby knows. She loves and understands my traveling soul. And it's time to go. But darling, I'll be back before you know. Cause I got a show. And I've already got 1 foot out of the door.
Thank y'all.
What's your wife do?
She's a full-time college student at the University of Arkansas. She's in the social work and psychology.
And that's in Little Rock? Is that where the school is?
Fayetteville.
So you're working on an undergrad degree?
So my terminology is really bad with college because I haven't finished either. But she's almost finished with her four-year degree.
Okay, sure.
And then she'll start her master's directly after that.
Oh, okay. I guess you probably got to do, a master's probably in just about anything if you're in some kind of a degree program.
Yeah. I don't know if it's oversaturated or what it is, but she's determined to get her master's, and she's brilliant. She's like, she's mad when she makes a B. I don't understand.
Don't look my way. I'm coming undone. It's more than I can take. My heart can't be without your love. But when it comes my time, and the good Lord calls me by and by, your love with me cannot die. You can love again. Whenever I leave this world, you can love again. You can love again. And I hope you're graced by someone strong with understanding ways. I hope your walls can let him in. Find hope, find peace. Love don't forget, but don't lose sleep. I know your walls will let him in. You can love again. whenever I leave this world, you can love again. And I'll be smiling down, you can find a better man to love you like I wish I can. Your love didn't begin with me, it's not the end.
Thank y'all.
What do you do when you're not playing music?
I work in the coffee industry is my day job.
Oh, okay. Tell me about that.
Well, I work in the roastery. So not to get too technical or weird or anything, but our coffee is elite coffee. Like I think statistically it's like, however this is measured, it's the top 2% graded coffee in the world. Little place called Onyx Coffee. The warehouse is right across the street from my house. I just kind of, they were all my friends who started it, and they said they needed help one day with the warehouse. They had to let somebody go and they need help. I just kind of went in there for a day and like, I'm still here. It was like 5-6 months ago. That's what I do. I work in the roastery and I deliver coffee around to different coffee shops and I just love it. It's a bizarre job. It's a weird industry. It's almost like when you're in Nashville and it's like your waiter probably sings better than you, you know, the guy who's putting new tires on your truck probably has 3 albums under his belt. It's just like, that's kind of how the coffee industry is. Everybody can sing. Everybody is artistic. Everybody is super fashionable. Boots and jeans. That's my fashion. That's what I do. But they welcomed me, man, with open arms. They, for some bizarre reason, they liked me, I guess. So I'm still with them. Plan on being with them. They're so gracious in letting me travel. Anytime I have shows to play, they just let me go. They say, come back when you're done touring.
Life 40 is my home, and I don't leave my house too much. I only know my neighbors through the windshield of my truck. I wave at them, they wave back, but speaking ain't a must. They just drive across the center lane, leave me in the dust. Nobody knows my name or knows where I am from. Every time I try to stick around, I tend to hurt someone. Well, sometimes when I get lonely, I start dreaming about my son riding shotgun with his daddy, living with me on the run. But I ain't seen my boy in 15 years. He don't call his dad and ask him how he's been. Everybody stays away, they're too afraid of getting burned. I am. leper. Left without a cure. Well, I am a man of music, and I give the world my songs. I live out of a suitcase so I don't hang around too long. It's written on my arms and on my torn up off the walls that I'm not the man to hold the hand of the bell of the ball. So I saddle up and ride on down the road, 1,200 cubic centimeters strong. Everybody stays away, they're too afraid of getting burned. I am the leper, left without a cure. I'm a child of the system, and I never had a home. Nobody got attached to me, so I learned to live alone. They just collect their foster checks and blow them on new clothes while I laid in bed, awake at night, hungry, tired, and cold. They wonder why I can't stay out of jail, 'cause I don't feel so lonely lying in this cell. Everybody stays away, they're too afraid of getting burned. I am the leper. Yeah, I am the leper. Left without a cure.
Thank you.
I would like to thank our guest, Justin Caleb Driggers, for being with us here this evening. We also thank our volunteers for all their help with our production and the original music of Whitney Aike with Ray Adams performing each week here at Red Barn Radio. We also thank those of you listening to our webcast and those listening to us on the Red Barn network of stations. Of course, thanks to all of you, the members of our studio audience. We thank each and every one of you for supporting the mission of Red Barn Radio, which strives to present, promote, and preserve the rich musical tradition of this Kentucky region and the South. Red Barn Radio comes to you from our home, the Performance Hall at Arts Place in downtown Lexington, Kentucky. Our website has updates and further information on our guests and our program. We're on the web at redbarnradio.com. Tickets for Red Barn Radio are now available on the web at eventbrite.com, Lexington. And now, folks, I wonder if we might be able to get Justin to come back up, do one more tune for us.
Absolutely.
Love to hear some more music from Justin. Give him a hand, folks. Great show tonight, Justin.
Sally Joe looking at me in the eyes. Sally Joe looking at me in the eyes. Sally Joe looking at me in the eyes. But my mind is dark, my brain is fried. Does she really know who I am inside? Or the man I shot right between his eyes? Sally Joe walking with me on the town. Sally Joe walking with me on the town. Sally Joe walking with me on the town, but she don't know where we're walking to. We're walking to a place where it's dark and cold. The birds don't sing, grass don't grow. Well, I don't know, but I've been told, don't go walking with a troubled soul. Should have known, stay away, cause now I gotta answer come judgment day. Sally Joe laying in a bed I made. Sally Joe laying in a bed I made. Sally Joe laying in a bed I made at the bottom of the hill where I cleared some space. She won't be walking when the rooster crows, but I'll be walking on the tail some more. Well, I don't know, but I've been told, you don't go walking with a troubled soul. You should have known, stay away, cause now I gotta answer come judgment day. Now Betty Sue's looking at me in the eyes. Betty Sue's looking at me in the eyes.
Thank you, guys.
Red Barn Radio would like to thank Justin Caleb Driggers for being with us tonight. We'd like to thank Sims Pizzeria and Soda Fountain for supplying food each week for our musical guests and volunteers. Chef Greg Scott and Sims Pizzeria and Ice Cream Parlor is located just minutes from Lexington in historic Wilmore, Kentucky. For more information, see Sims Pizzeria and Soda Fountain on Facebook. The Bourbon Barrel Guitar Company and their master craftsman Mike Mankel, who creates amazing artistic and functionally superior electric guitars from reclaimed bourbon barrels. Mike's on Facebook and also on the web at bourbonbarrelguitar.com. Red Barn Radio's executive producer is Ed Commons, who also directs our show. Red Barn Radio's line producer and booking manager is Warren Cobb. We also thank our volunteers. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. You can attend a Red Barn Radio concert in person. You'll find performance dates and times at redbarnradio.com. The Red Barn Radio playout theme, Wookie Foot, was taken from a live performance of the Wooks here on Red Barn Radio. For more information on the band, they're on the web at wookoutamerica.com. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be here again on this station next week at this same time as we celebrate the music of Kentucky. I'm the voice of Red Barn Radio, Tom Brown. Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of VisitLex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information, VisitLex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. The Paducah Visitors Bureau, Paducah, Kentucky, a UNESCO creative city of crafts and folk art, connects you to your creativity. Visit online at paducah.travel. Red Barn Radio is a production of Red Barn Radio, LLC.